This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Welcome to the post-game podcast. Jerry's out today. He'll be back tomorrow. So I've got the Eddie Scazzeri today. Welcome, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube person.
Hell yeah, YouTube 1,000 people now, I think we're getting. So
really?
We are really starting to crush
yes.
the YouTube game. You ever watch YouTube on your actual television set at home?
No.
Yeah, it took me a long time to do it. Now I love it on there. And they actually say that the YouTube app is the most popular thing people watch on their television, more than Netflix.
I would not
good.
Have guessed that.
But. Yeah. I think once it's awkward at first because you're like, well, this is something I watch on my phone or tablet. But then once you start watching it on your television, it's cool.
So you don't even like have your iPad and then cast it?
No. Yeah. I just have the YouTube app on my Apple TV.
Yeah. I think I have that, but
yeah.
I never look at it because if I'm looking at YouTube to watch, you know, whatever videos I'm looking
yeah.
at, it's usually... as I'm in bed already and waiting to fall asleep.
With your iPad?
Yeah.
And you do you have an Apple TV or what is the device
Apple TV.
You use? Yeah, me too. I love Apple TV.
Yeah.
I think it's so much better than like Roku and the mm-hmm. Fire Stick.
And what I will do, like I'll, you know, for cock the football loser that I am, I'll the CBS Sports Network has a contract with the CFL. And this time of the year, they'll air usually 3 out of the 4 games until... they pick up with college football and all that. But there's usually at least one game a week that is stream only. And I can stream it because I live in the United States and it's not available. And I will aircast it or
yeah,
whatever.
I think
to
so.
My, like usually it's the Friday night game. So on Saturday morning, I'll put that on my Apple TV.
Yeah.
From my iPad, though.
Yeah, it gets confusing because Apple TV... is a device,
mm-hmm.
and Apple TV Plus is a streaming service.
Yes, which I think we have.
Then you have YouTube, the regular YouTube, which you can watch on your TV,
mm-hmm.
but there's also YouTube TV, which is like a cable bundle.
Is that what you have, or no?
No, I have a regular YouTube.
Right, but you pay something.
I pay because I don't want any commercials on my YouTube.
Right.
So I pay for that. That's called YouTube Premium.
No, but that's different from YouTube TV streaming.
Yeah. Yes. Because there's YouTube, which
right.
is regular YouTube that mm-hmm. you know on your internet.
With the pre-rolls.
Yeah. Then there's YouTube Premium, which is that with no commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's YouTube TV, which is like cable television.
Okay.
Streaming form. It gets confusing. They should have named them different things. Same with the Apple TV device.
Yes.
And then Apple TV Plus being the streaming service. Very confusing.
So if you have YouTube TV... do you then get like a guide and a menu of
yes,
channels?
You do.
Okay.
I had it for a while back. But then I realized none of these cable channels, other than live sports,
mm-hmm.
If you like live sports, you got to have something.
Yes.
But other than that, all these channels, they do is show Dateline NBC. Every channel.
Yeah.
Stinks.
But for us, for live sports.
Yeah, you need it.
You do need
it. Need something.
Because nothing, no package has everything.
Correct. Although Jerry says, you have to have something. So like whether you have YouTube, Jerry claims that DirecTV Stream has everything.
But maybe not like Peacock.
Oh, yeah, that's a separate item. Yeah,
right, Peacock. Because that is... Because there are some college football games that are only on Peacock, but I am not.
And I think they'll get some NFL games as well.
Yeah, but those might be available for, you don't have to sign up, I think. Or maybe. Am I wrong
about
that?
I don't know. I think you might be wrong about that now. In the beginning, when they first started, it was like that.
Even if it's a playoff game?
Yeah. Because remember, they got a wild card game that one year, and it was Dolphins, only on that Peacock.
You know what I did? I didn't get it, but I woke up the next morning, and it was, of course, on NFL Network.
Yes.
So that's what I did.
Or on the NFL Plus app.
Yeah.
Which you could also do.
But they have, I'm positive that game was on NFL Network for no charge.
The next day.
Like at midnight.
At midnight, yeah. The other thing that got me thinking about all these phones and things, when we were on the plane ride back, the plane ride there, you know, they say the person will come over the loudspeaker of the airplane. They'll say, please... put your tray tables back, put your seat back, from leaning back, and put your devices to airplane mode.
Right.
I'm all for airplane mode.
Yes, me too.
I always do airplane mode, but I always look around me and see tons of people not on airplane mode.
But how do you know they're not on?
Because I see them like on Twitter or something, which they have to be on in order.
But isn't Wi-Fi available?
Yeah, this is like before takeoff where they're not on, or I know they're not on Wi-Fi.
Oh, but I thought it was okay to be.
But when they go, time to put it in because we're going to take off, and they're still like talking to their friends and all stuff.
And here's something, you mentioned airplane mode. I forgot to do it. Not that I had it out and I wasn't using it, so it was not on, but my iPad, I forgot to put that in airplane mode. I don't know if that matters or not, since I didn't have it out and it wasn't active, but it's still on.
Still on. But here's the thing. I don't think airplane mode can't really matter. If it did,
they would be
checking everybody, and they don't check.
Right.
Which means you're not going to take a plane down. If everybody's...
You would think not, right, because otherwise it definitely would have happened. There would have been a problem.
Right.
Because what do you think, 50% of the people don't bother?
I think at least 50% of the people do not put devices in airplane mode.
And they do check, they come up, they will raise your seat back, tell you to put your tray table up.
Yes.
They kind of just look at your... You could fake the seatbelt thing if you wanted to.
Yeah, if you wanted to.
Because they're not really checking that close, but the other things they do take care of.
Yeah, so my point is like putting your device in airplane mode can't matter.
No.
Because or they would be like they would have something where they could shut off all our signals.
Yes.
Something cool
locked
like that.
It.
Yeah. So I did a little this was bugging me and I wrote myself a note while I was on the plane to check this when I got home. So I did ask the Grok AI about airplane mode. And what I got back was that when early cell phones and earlier airplanes, there were sometimes interference would make what the pilot heard in their headset, it could make it crackly. But the new airplanes are so much better at blocking out that stuff, and the newer phones also don't emit the same electromagnetic stuff so that it's no longer a problem.
Okay.
But they want people to go into airplane mode just in case, and as long as about half the people do it, you're all good. But
seems fugazi.
It does seem fugazi. I used to really bug me, like flying with Craig Carton.
Yeah.
He would never go in airplane mode.
No.
He'd be on his phone.
Yeah.
I'd be like, get in airplane. And Craig and his wife used to laugh at me that I was like looking around being in a panic.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no one, it doesn't matter. he'd be getting like phone calls in the middle of a flight. And I was just thinking like
how did that work? How was he picking up cell towers?
I think that was like, it depends. Like it's not consistent, but you could bounce off a cloud and get a cell signal. I don't know.
Cause you're thousands of feet up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that would work unless you paid for the Wi-Fi.
Unless this was, you know, there was a couple times we were on private planes with Craig.
Yes.
And on those, he would always be on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe those planes don't go as high as a commercial airliner. He was able to get a signal.
And there was something where, like, you went to the, it wasn't the pay Wi-Fi, but it was some other kind of Wi-Fi where you could, like, text with people.
Yeah. So we took United,
right,
which is out of Newark, is like the main mm-hmm. airline. So United, you can pay for Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you just sign on to their Wi-Fi, you can text.
Which I did.
Yeah.
I didn't text because I had nobody to text.
Yeah, but you could have if you wanted to text.
Mm.
But anything else, you would have to pay for the Wi-Fi. Mm. Which I've never had luck on Wi-Fi on a plane.
No.
I see people streaming movies, and I'm like, how are you?
And I was one of the unfortunate people, one of the seats where some of the movies wouldn't play.
Yeah, your movies weren't playing.
So I couldn't watch the end of Close Encounters.
Yeah.
I was going to watch The Hobbit, the first episode of The Hobbit movies. But no, I had to watch some other two random like ghost horror movies.
It is amazing that all the seats on an airplane, and they all have that mm-hmm. video, and we could all watch something different.
Yeah.
And that's wild. Liked,
this one didn't have it, but I've been on airlines where I could watch live ESPN. So I've
yes.
watched like live college football games on right in front of me, which was cool.
You're right. These flights did not have the live DirecTV.
It didn't have, right.
It had just the various things you wanted to watch.
Yeah, I mean, you could entertain yourself for sure. And at the end, in that 90-minute delay, I actually fired up the games trying to figure out like.
I did see you playing video games on your screen.
Yeah, just at the end when we were like, you know, an hour into the 90 minutes sitting on the tarmac in New York waiting through the thunderstorms.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's interesting because I will be very careful what I watch on a plane. Like, I don't want any lovemaking scenes on anything mm-hmm. I'm watching, because I feel like that's awkward for the people.
Yeah, and they actually say that, like, be conscious of.
Yeah.
But I also do think that they will, and I don't know this for sure, but if there is an R-rated movie with nudity, they may edit those scenes out for an airplane. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
But, I, you know, thinking about it, like, I don't recall seeing, like, glancing over, seeing somebody with, like, you know, frontal nudity or
yeah.
lovemaking scenes or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I did see someone on the plane was watching some movie that did have some lovemaking, although I did not see nudity.
But was it on the screen?
It was on the screen.
Not on his iPad.
Yeah. It was one of the United options.
Yeah. They might edit those out.
Yeah. I could see that. I would think they should.
Yeah.
Sometimes I download stuff off of YouTube to watch. I mm-hmm. did that a lot. And then even some Netflix things. Mm-hmm. But that's what I was trying to be careful of. If you download off of your Netflix and watch it, that could have nudity.
Totally.
Or lovemaking scenes, which I don't want people to see. Me looking at lovemaking scenes.
No, yeah, no.
Feels weird. I always had this idea. I don't know why they don't do this. Why do the airlines not charge? They should charge you for carry-ons and make checking your bag free to stop the chaos of what goes on an airplane.
Well, we had our check-in was free. The one.
Yeah, but whoever bought the ticket for us paid for that.
Oh, that wasn't. That's not normally?
No.
Oh.
It's like $40.
Oh, okay.
But then they let you carry on for free. That's where they got to get people. If they want to speed up the process, they got to charge you to put a bag in the overhead bin. You should have to rent space for it.
Right, because that's convenient.
Yeah. And it would make it faster if less people did it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get on and off that plane faster.
Sure.
I don't know why they don't do that.
And I wonder how many times a day it happens where somebody gets conked in the head pulling out a heavy, like a shorter person.
Yeah.
And he can't really reach and control and he knocks somebody in the head.
Yeah.
It's got to happen a lot.
Because they don't check that either. Like you said, like they don't measure the bag to make sure it will fit in the overhead.
You can kind of eyeball it, but...
But, I mean, there is a thing where they could measure it if they want.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, if they want to be...
Right. Like, you must be this tall to ride this ride.
Yes.
There's a little thing that's right there. Has to fit in this little diagram.
It is kind of incredible that all the flights that go on all day long,
mm-hmm.
all the airlines...
All over the world.
All over the world. That it is very rare for there to be a problem.
Yes.
Of like a crash.
It's probably the safest form of transportation.
And it doesn't make sense that it should be the
safest.
Because
it seems like it's the most complicated.
Very complicated. No matter what flight you're on, at some point you hit some turbulence.
Yeah, for sure.
Why couldn't that just throw you out of the sky?
Yeah.
Like, that seems way less safe than driving a car.
Right. And yet, like, probably, I don't know the statistics, but it's probably every minute or every few minutes that someone is killed in an automobile accident.
Right.
And that's like happening, like, as we've done this podcast, how many people have died in a motor vehicle accident?
Right.
And yet the plane crashes are very rare.
I think about that, like, when I'll be on a plane and I'll see, like, the flight attendants. I'm like, this person's, like, we come here every day.
Mm-hmm.
This person goes on an airplane every day that they're working.
Mm-hmm.
And they're up, they're turbulence, they're landing, taking off.
And they are safer in their travel, in their work, than we are.
Right.
Statistically, by a good margin.
Because we're driving into New York City.
Right. Maybe the complication... And the, you know, of that form of travel makes it to where, you know, everybody's just locked in and you have many people and safeties and countermeasures and all this redundancies and all this stuff because it is so dangerous and complicated and people take the driving for granted and they're texting, they fall asleep, whatever. So,
yeah,
you know, you don't have that oversight that you do for a plane.
Right. Yeah, it's just amazing that. Planes are not, like, there's not more air disasters.
Yeah. And also when we're sitting there like, oh, there's the weather today. Everybody's like, ah. Oh.
Fly so, through it.
Yeah, right. Like, what are you, nuts? Oh, there's like one little screw loose on the engine cover. Oh, we got to switch plane. Yes. Yes, you should. Please.
Yeah, I don't like that, you know, you're like, let's say you're taking off, right? We're going to go to San Francisco. That's a far flight.
Yes, it is.
It's almost as far as you can go. And you'll see like, oh, they'll say like, oh, good news, like your plane has come in. And they turn that right around to get mm-hmm. on the air again.
Yeah.
I'm like, did we check everything?
Right. All they did was, you know, pick up the garbage and put gas in the plane.
Yeah. Did we check that all the bolts are, mm-hmm. I think about all these things. While I was looking outside and seeing the plane. While we were inside, and I'm looking out at the plane, I'm looking at the windshield. I'm like, do they make sure that's tight and, you know, mm-hmm. that no air is going to go
right.
through
and,
the windshield?
And there's always some turbulence, and you got to think that would shake loose a bolt or something.
Yes. Shake loose a bolt, shake loose a wire in the mm-hmm. all the stuff you need up there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And we just get on like sheep, but very safe.
Very
statistically,
safe. Yeah.
Probably the safest form of travel.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it's the safest form of travel.
Yeah, because of where you are. And if something does go wrong, it's kind of the end.
Yeah. If something goes wrong, it's rare that something goes wrong. But
yes.
when it does, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Big problem.
Yeah.
You ever look at one of those maps that shows like what planes are in the air?
No.
At any given moment?
No.
It's an insane amount of planes.
Yeah. I do remember looking at one where... After 9/11, when they grounded everything, and there was just some military planes, and that was it.
Where they showed like what it
yes.
normally would
uh-huh.
be, and then
yeah.
You'll even see sometimes like in the pocket of this in the seat in front of you, you'll open it up, and it'll show like here's all of our flights, and it's got all the lines
yes.
from airport to airport,
it's insane.
And there's just an insane amount.
One airline,
yeah, one airline, right?
That's why air traffic controller, oofa.
Yeah.
That is a stressful job.
Yes. I know. I don't like to hear like when if air traffic controllers are angry about their pay or something, like, let's figure this out.
Yeah, Reagan fired them all. Remember that?
Yeah. I was somewhere with my family on vacation when Reagan fired all the air traffic controllers. How did we get back?
Yeah, well, you did.
I did make it. I don't know how, man. Man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I like only to take a carry-on that fits under.
Yeah.
I don't want the pressure of trying to find to fight for the space.
I
above.
Have done that. Like, I'll put my, because my CPAP machine does not count for anything. Like, I can bring a personal item, like a man purse and a backpack and my CPAP, because it does, it's a medical device. And that I'll put up top. But my backpack, I want to have, and I don't bring the man purse, just bring the back. I kind of need, because of my glucometer, my juice and everything, I have to have that under my seat so I can get it easily.
Yeah, plus you want to be able to, if your headphones are in there, if you have snacks in there.
Yes, that's true.
A book, an iPad.
It's more like the, you know, the stuff to deal with any situation.
Yeah.
If I have one.
Yeah, I don't like when people get up in mid-flight and they're in the overhead bin.
Yeah. And I also carry with me and keep with me at all times all of my, like, diabetic stuff that I'll need for the however long I'm going. Like, all the things to change my, you know, the infusion set, the sensor, that I always carry with me.
Because you can't have that, like, lost luggage.
Yeah, like, I can't go out and buy that easily. Like, if they lose my, you know, I could go buy clothes, I could go buy toiletries, I can't go buy a insulin sensor, an infusion set.
Yeah, so you got
to
carry
have
that on
FedEx to me.
Yeah,
and if all, you know, it could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good times.
I did feel a little more comfortable on this trip with you, in that I know that things have advanced. That if your blood sugar gets out of control, it let your wife know.
Yes.
On an app.
Right. And then she could call the hotel.
Yeah, and then she could call the hotel.
Yeah, the whole thing. And so, I have that, like, I kept my, like, nasal spray, which is an emergency hypoglycemic remedy. If I'm, like, unconscious, I can't drink, you know, so if somebody, an EMT would know what it was and would know what to do. I have this thing on the back of my phone. They could scan to see what my situation is. There's a lot of technology.
Yeah.
I know the one time, I think we were in Minnesota, the first, like, when my sugar crashed.
Yes.
You and Gita, like, you knocked on my door, and I was, like, out of it.
You were out of
it. But I got, you know, and I said, I'll meet you at the restaurant. And,
Yeah, I felt like that was not going to happen this time.
No. Oh, much less likely to happen.
Less likely, because as it was happening, your wife would have been
right,
alerted.
And also with my, because that was before I started wearing the continuous glucose monitor sensor myself. So I, unless I'm, like, whatever, unconscious or asleep and I don't hear the alarm, I will get an alarm myself, as well as the wife. Like, right, so that a lot of times will wake me up, and so I can deal with it before it gets to the
point
where I can't deal with it.
Right, it'll wakes you up, then you can handle it, right. And your wife gets it, so then she goes, yeah. Let me check.
And a lot, and that happened, like, when my sugar went a little low, I drank juice, and then I immediately texted my wife, said, I'm aware I drank the juice. And it takes a while for the, even though I'm feeling better and okay, it takes a while for the sensor to catch up, like where the sugar is in my body, yeah. And all. It takes a while to get to the interstitial fluid that it's measuring.
Sure.
So I say, don't worry, you'll see it go up in about 20 minutes. So,
nice.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie, let's do the warm-up show.
Why not?
I did that with CeeLo.
Yes, and back with Jerry tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a regular show. Boomer, Geo, Jerry, you, me, all here.
For the rest of the week.
Yes.
And the post-game podcast, Jerry and Al reunited.
Oh, reunited. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do that warm-up show right here. And until then,
see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.